Hello, I'm your host, Adam Brunner, and welcome to the Evonik Minute, your quick bi-weekly podcast for all the important stories, news, and announcements for Evonik's North America region. The date is May 8th, 2025, and on today's episode, Bonnie Tully gives a keynote at New Jersey's Chemistry Council Conference. An Evonik colleague showcases her work in enhancing plastic recyclability, and our Virginia and New Jersey sites encourage employees to bring their children to work. Those stories and more coming up in just a minute. First up, Bonnie Tully, Chief Operations Officer Americas, addressed the impact of tariffs at the annual conference of the Chemistry Council of New Jersey, which represents the interests of more than 50 New Jersey manufacturers and 45 firms in the chemistry business. The chemical industry is the state's largest manufacturing sector. In her speech, Bonnie Tully highlighted the significant challenges businesses face in the current tariff landscape. She urged attendees to focus on internal improvement during these turbulent and uncertain times, stressing the importance of operational excellence and safety as key areas where companies can maintain control.
So what I thought about was, what would I like to hear about if I was sitting where you're sitting today? And I think it's about how can we have some control when there's so much turbulence and so much that we can't control. What are some areas we can sharpen our saw now in areas that we have some control over while things like trade policy, et cetera, work their way out? There are so many primary, secondary, tertiary effects kind of listed on the side that we can only just react to what we see and trying to position our company the best we can with what the Trump administration does as far as tariffs go, as well as what are the responses from other countries and companies.
Bonnie Tully also focused on Evonik's commitment to innovation, noting how artificial intelligence tools are enhancing operational efficiency and safety protocols.
Some people who thought, you know, AI is very whiz-bang and very cool and want to try fun, cool stuff, and we realized those projects died quite quickly. You really need something tied to your business KPIs. Foster continuous management and employee engagement in this. We have a thing, what we call citizen developers, where we actually have employees who maybe aren't related to IT at all, but they said, hey, I got a good idea. And we allow them to work with somebody in our AI area to develop that tool. So that's what we're kind of doing, and we're really putting a lot of emphasis in that area for improvements of our operations. You want to have some kind of control over this, and I think we've actually found more of our success when we're training it on our own data.
Next, a North American colleague was featured in Evonik's annual report. Sophia Sirak, Senior Innovation and Technology Officer for Oil Additives in Horsham, Pennsylvania, was featured in Evonik's 2024 Financial and Sustainability Report. She leads initiatives aimed at increasing the recyclability of plastic waste, particularly through innovative pyrolysis technology. This process breaks down complex plastics, which often end up in landfills, allowing them to be reintegrated into the economy. Sophia's work exemplifies Evonik's commitment to sustainability and innovation as she and her team strive to make a meaningful environmental impact through advanced recycling solutions. Reflecting on the experience, Sophia says,
I mean, it was great to be featured. I think it's a project we've been working really hard on for a few years now. So both the business line Oil Additives, as well as our sister business lines that also have products enabling the circular economy. So it was nice to be selected to be in there. The writing the story, the photo shoot, everything else, that was also really nice. It was great to get that acknowledgement and be able just to put our stuff out there.
Last up, Evonik recently celebrated Bring Your Child to Work Day at its North American locations in Piscataway, New Jersey, and Richmond, Virginia. In Piscataway, 41 children enjoyed a day filled with engaging activities, including hands-on science experiments, art projects, lab tours, outdoor games, safety demonstrations, and a pizza lunch. Meanwhile, at the Richmond site, 31 children explored various aspects of Evonik's work through interactive demonstrations, such as slime making and bath bomb creation. These events reflect Evonik's commitment to inspiring the next generation's interest in STEM careers, emphasizing curiosity and creativity while educating the children of our employees about what Evonik does. Avery, Kristen, and Mila, the children of executive assistant Tanya Savitsky, shared their thoughts on Evonik and what their mother does for a career.
I think it makes chemicals.
Sell to companies to make more chemicals.
What does your mother do for a job?
Make money.
And she works.
She works as a mom.
That
too.
What did you like most about today?
It was really, 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 really fun.
And that's the news. I'm Adam Brunner. Thank you for spending some time with us today on The Evonik Minute.
Evonik, leading beyond chemistry.